Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Ronaldo.
All right. Good afternoon to you.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm okay. How are you, Mr. Gonzalez?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I appreciate you for asking. So I was reaching out to you, Ronaldo, to see if you had a chance to review some of that information I sent over to you guys.
I did. And sorry, I was on a job that ran up a little late yesterday. So I did.
It's okay.
I was going to call you today, but you beat me to it. So I have some questions, man. So you guys are going to do Facebook marketing for me or some campaigns, right?
That's right. So the way that works is every month you'll have $100 worth of advertisement, a budget that will be set into that plan, and we'll run those marketing and any campaign that's for you. What we would do is have you submit, any type of logos or pictures or any type of promotion details you would want to run, right? And then we'll just put it together for you and we'll be able to run that.
Okay. Would you guys do any other platforms, and would that be extra?
No, so it's not extra. So absolutely. So we're looking to hit on all assets, right? So what we're doing is we're also giving you the top five directory submission package there. Now, what that's going to give you is going to be that's obviously Facebook, Google, also Yelp, as well as Bing, and all of your Apple searches, which is the Apple Maps, Siri, and Safari. So you're going to be activated on the top submissions. So, and those all go active within the first, 5 to 10 days of activating your account.
Okay. And then you guys do up to 100. If I wanted to do more than 100, is that possible or no?
Yes. So when we're talking about the Google ads, we have 100 to 101 keywords, right? Now, when we're talking about Facebook and things like that. So you're talking about keywords, right?
No, I'm talking about Facebook. You said you guys are
providing the ads. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. So, yeah, if you want it. So say you have your $100 worth of ads, right, and say you run out, you want to add more, you can do that. Say you say, hey, you know what, I want to do $50 worth more of ads. You just give us a call. We process $50, and then we go ahead and run that for you.
Got it. Give me 1 second. I'm putting up because I did have some questions. I want to make sure everything is covered before we move forward.
You have any questions on the website? Do you have any questions on the dashboard?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions on the AI that we can add to your call tracking? There's so many more features, So you want me to kind of touch base on all of them again, just in case I jog your memory?
I just had a couple, and you did the two, the website and the AI call capture. Okay, so as far as the call capture, I have a unique number that I pay for through Google, and it spells out "oh boy" at the end. How does that work when adding that feature, the call feature? How does that work?
When adding the call tracking?
The call tracking, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, so then you'd want to, so what you're saying is you want to keep, like, basically use that phone number, right? The one that...
Right, if they call, that's the number that they're going to know to call. That's the number that I'm marketing with. So how does the AI work, the AI call tracking work?
Okay. So let's see here. So I just want to make sure I got it correctly. So you have your number that basically ends in "oh boy," right, which is the name of your company, which is a great marketing tip, right, by the way. So you want to make sure that if we're turning on the call tracking, we're able to track it through that phone number itself and not associated with a different number, correct?
Right.
Okay, great. So let me put this down here. Let me, I got that mixed up. Okay. I just sent that request over to our coordinating team and they'll go ahead and they'll let me know. They're going to look at the number. Obviously, they'll look at the system, see if it's going to work and if they can tie together. And if it can, well, then obviously, I mean, they'll let us know, right? Now, call tracking is an optional feature, but it is included at no extra charge.
Okay. And I got it through Google and you told me you guys partner with Google. So it is a Google number. They have a, they have a one, what is it, what is the platform called? I forget what the platform called. It's not the Google, not the regular Google number, it's the premium service that they offer. I'm trying to find the name now. Where is
it? Okay, so it kind of has an answering service to it already?
It does. Like, if I, like, I noticed that when me and you talk, could you call me on it? But I noticed with me and you, when me and you talk, it doesn't track that stuff out. And I'm just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? But everybody else I talk to, it gives me an AI that, it gives me an AI transcript of like minutes and what you said, what I said, what the conversation, like it summarizes what the conversation was about. And then it also gives me a next step. Is that similar to what you guys were offering?
Yes. Now, actually, so I was looking into it here, right? So I see you do have a tracking number with another platform, right? So that other platform is going to be Google, which is going to be great. It's going to make it even easier, right? So what we can utilize is your existing tracking number. It's called what?
Yeah, it's called Open Phone, just so you have it for your notes.
Perfect. Yeah, so what we're going to be able to do is we're going to utilize your existing tracking number and we'll absorb the cost. So that'll actually save you money there. How much are you currently paying with those guys?
$33 a month just for one user.
Yeah, so you'll be able to save that cost because we'll be able to absorb that here within the plan, right? So we'll be able to touch base on that and basically go into detail during like the onboarding process, and then we'll let you know how that works. Now, if it comes to a situation where there may be a particular detail or something where you're like, you know what, I'd rather not use the call tracking and you'd rather just stay there, that's fine too. Because what we'll do at that point is call tracking is already included in the package, right? So if you want us to absorb that cost and link it in, we will. Now, if you don't, well, then we'll just link that same phone number to all the services that we already have. No big deal, right? And it'll still be online on the front page of Google right next to your, you know, business and your photos.
Now, did I hear you say anything about, I'm sorry, because I'm trying to recall our information. I'm just trying to get the phone part down. So did I recall you saying something about if I'm busy, that AI will pick up or something? I may have talked to someone.
Yes, absolutely. So, you're right. We were talking about that. So you're absolutely right in that. So what we offer with the call tracking is the conveniences, right? So if you're working, when they call you, what they'll hear through our package is, thank you for calling Old Boy Cleaning Services. Press 1 if you're an existing client. Press 2 if you are a new client. You know, so that's what our AI tracking services, you know, we package that in, we'll utilize your tracking number and go ahead and take care of that. And that's what it would sound like.
And if they're a new client, where are they routed to?
So that routes right to your CRM, which is going to be that Google Business Analytics dashboard. You'll get a ping on your phone that's going to say local lead and it's going to give you the information, right? And that's kind of how that works. So when you set it up, it's going to tell you to save this number under local leads on your phone. So that way, whenever the phone calls are going through that tracking number, it automatically goes into local leads.
Okay. So what I'm asking is what are they providing for the customer? Just a way to leave a message or, what is that? What is, what is the end result of that? They press to their new customer and then what?
Yeah, well, that's just going to depend if you're going to want to, if you're going to want to leave a message, or if you're going to want to be able to schedule services through there, you know, things like that. Those are taken care of, like, in particular.
So they can schedule service.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. But is that done through AI, or, because if I'm busy, I'm trying to think of the scenario. If I'm busy and I can't answer the phone, and that happens, they go to new customers, and then it's a way that I can set up for them to schedule a walk. You know, if I have something like that, then I would set it up so they can schedule a walkthrough. I wouldn't necessarily have them schedule services because they don't know what all, you know, they don't know.
Yeah, they haven't spoken with you yet. Right. Exactly. And they're going to be like, I'm already scheduling something. No, yeah, for sure. So the way it comes in is, exactly. Yeah. So what you'd be able to schedule there is going to be like your callbacks, thing like that. So when they're leaving the contact information, you'll automatically get that ping to your phone, and you'll have the option to pick that call up or let it be routed to your answering service. Right. And when it's routed to the answering service, they leave that, then the AI is going to translate what they're leaving you, and it's going to come directly to your phone under local lead in a text message. Yeah, and then you see what the interest is. You see where they're pinged from. I mean, you're able to hit your dashboard, see, oh, man, this is coming from a high-end neighborhood, or you know what, this is coming from this area, whatever. And then you're able to gauge your customer from there and make the call when you see fit.
Okay, got it. So basically, there is an option that you believe. I know we're just talking in preliminary terms. There is an option that you believe that number can transfer to what you guys have, or I stay on with Open One and absorb the cost. Is that what
exactly? You're and you would just absorb the call the current way you're taking your calls.
Okay.
Exactly. We would just link that in with the website, with our optimization, with the Google, with the Siri, with the Yelp, with all of that, it would just come packaged, and we would just kind of grab it, what you already have, and just attach it to all those, you know, areas.
Got it. I'm going to work you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's good. We always definitely want to make sure, you know what I mean? And that's a good thing. I want to answer as many questions as you have, so that way, you know, we understand where we're going and how this all works, and it just makes the process better, right?
Right. Okay.
So keep them coming. More questions.
All right. Mm-hmm. Got it. So with the website, so you're going to have a team build out. Now, what I have a domain that I own for, I think I paid for 2 years on it.
Nice.
So I have a domain there already, and I just have the standard thing up, which is not even functional. So what are the capabilities of what they're going to build? Is it just a basic website? Is it a situation where I can plug in my CRM and a customer goes there and they can leave their information there and it goes to my CRM? Because I have a CRM. I know you guys have a CRM, but I have a CRM that quotes. So I do believe that they have an open API for that, or they can give me some type of code to give your programmers to put that there.
Is the CRM with? Well, what service are you using?
House Call Pro.
Okay. Yeah, we can link them in.
Okay. All right.
That was so cool. Yeah, so your CRM can definitely link in. Yeah, that's not a problem. You know, we link those things in. With the websites, we have a dedicated web design team. So the website is going to come down to your preferences, right? So if you're wanting a custom website, that's something that we can build out for you. And it's even better if you own the domain, because we can use that domain. And obviously, I mean, we're not going to have to buy out the domain for you. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Are there cookie cutter websites where, you know, someone in Alaska has the same website as me, or is it custom to whatever it is I like?
Well, and that's a good question. So it's going to be as personalized as you kind of give us input to, right? If we tell you, we're gonna set up a website, and you say, hey, go for it. And we ask you, you know, for logos and stuff, and you really don't submit anything. We really don't have any input from you. Well, then our web design team is going to go in there and make something as general as
AI
for your viewing, right? Now, if we have your input and you're like, hey, I want these logos. I want a solid call to action in the front. You know, I want our mission statement. I want to put a gallery here. Well, we're going to do all that for you as well. You know what I mean? If you want AI chatbots on that website, we can go ahead and put them there on the page as well. And these are all features that are already encompassed within your package that we already offered you.
All right. Let's talk about this local listing. So a customer Googles cleaning company in the area, whatever key phrase that brings you up. I know that Google has all types of stuff. They have Google local ads, they have Google guarantees, they have am I guaranteed to be on the first page? Because that name, I'm gonna get cocky with you a little bit. Because that name, right? Oh boy, I think they're gonna look at all the other competition and be like, you know what? I want to try. Oh boy. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, I agree. Hey, you know what I thought about the name? Memories for me too. Like. It's good. I mean, we're in Texas. It's a vibe.
Right. Okay. So is that guaranteed I'm on the front page of that search of the keyword searches?
Okay. So that's
that
a good
we
question.
Have?
Yeah. Now that's a good question. So the way that works is when it comes down to guarantee, and I'll be the first one to tell you, if anybody tells you, hey, I guarantee you, you know, within 10 days, when you type in that search, you're going to see yourself in first place. Like, you're going to be right at the top.
Well, not 10 days. I know it takes
time. Yeah.
I'm familiar with that. So I know it takes
time. So I mean, basically, they'd be selling you a pipe dream, right? And I'm not here to do that. Now, what I will tell you is yes, definitely what we're going to do is, and the reason why we're encompassing all the features in the package, like all the directory submissions, the website, you know, it's because what we're going to do is increase that digital footprint. We're going to make it so solid that we know that we're very confident we're going to be able to have you right here on this first slot, right? We're doing it for over 10,000 companies nationwide in the United States and Canada. So this is something that once we hit this algorithm, we definitely have you up there top. And we have very realistic timelines, right? So when I touch base with you, and if you talk to other companies that are realistic about what they tell you, you're going to hear a lot of them say 90 days. Now with our company, we don't have to wait that long. We're very confident in our services and all the footprint that we're making, right? So honestly, with us, at about 45 days, you're going to be seeing those first page listings. Now those we're very confident in saying 45 days, and most of the time we're beating that, right? Now that's just for first page listings, right? Or first place, like, you know, getting to those top three. Because when we're talking about like searching, say, you know, we do a search here within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I guarantee you, you know what I mean? When you're getting, well, it's hard to say guarantee, right? And I don't really want to say that one.
Right.
But I will say, like, you know, going into the third, fourth week, when you're getting to those search pages, you're going to be able to find yourself. And that's going to be the big difference there. Because what we're also doing is retargeting already within all those first weeks within the Facebook community. So everybody that's searching through here, if they haven't made the choice or if they search and then went to Facebook, they're going to see your flyer inside of that area. And those are things that we make sure are happening, right? And that's how we're able to capture it early on. And then as we gain our traction, we just start to grab more of it. Make sense?
Okay. Makes sense. There was one more that you brought up that I needed. You talked about the website. You talked about the phone. We talked about the listing. Oh, there was one more, bro, that you brought up that I wanted to touch on. If you can't remember the ones you brought up, then you can't.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. We, from the very beginning, you know, we went through our directory submission packages. What about the Google Business Analytics dashboard, where you see all the keywords and phrases that are listed for? Okay. We did the voice searches. We went over voice searches already. We did the Facebook. Let's see. We went over call tracking. That's pretty maybe much.
Maybe I just wanted to make sure I touched everything. I think I'm. Oh, one more question. So you will be my account manager. I could call you if you know I have any questions.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm always going to be your account lead. Yeah, my extension is at the bottom of that email that I sent out, 4574. And I'm here inside the office Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, right? I only take lunch from 1:15 to 2:15, so.
All right, so if you're going to be my account lead, and I want to move forward because it was you, a lot of people don't realize that they're a brand within themselves, but it was you who sold me the situation. I get calls, and as a business owner, I have gotten calls from everybody making promises about what they can do. But you made me this. By you knowing what to say to your client, you got my attention. And I just want to let you know, Mr. Gonzalez, you are a brand within yourself, okay? Within that brand, I should say. I'm choosing to do this because you have sold me on the product. So, all right? So.
Rinaldo. Yeah, I will say I am always going to be your account lead. Now, as we go through the process, we do have a designated team. The designated, like your web design team. You know, we have two ladies and they're very good at it. So we'll see which one gets, you know, assigned to our account here. And then we also have Evan and Nick for our mapping coordinated team, right? So, but those are people, and I open those calls. I call you first before, and then I'll introduce you to them. And then you're able to work with them, right?
Okay.
So you never have to feel uncomfortable about any situations going on with us.
Okay. No problem. I think I'm ready to go with you. Local Splash.
Okay. All right. Well, let me make sure I got an email for you on file. Oh, yeah, I do, because I sent that one out to you yesterday. I got old boys clean at Gmail. Now, the next thing
I know what it was I wanted to talk to you about. I'm sorry.
There you go. No, it's good. Talk to me.
Okay, so you asked me in our original conversation, what was my most profitable service that I offered? Some service, right? So I'm just starting, and based off our conversation, as it sits right now, I'm a cleaning company that is going to do residential homes, commercial buildings, and carpet cleaning. Okay, so when we spoke, we talked about carpet cleaning. Is that the category that I'm going to stick out in, or do I get to choose, or how does that work? Because you can have a cleaning company that doesn't clean carpet, or you can have a cleaning company that just deals with commercials. So tell me a little bit about how that works, and give me 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Hey, you want to meet me at the house? What? You finished, right? So, what?
So the way that it works is basically when we're looking and calling into the area, it's going to be the categories that are open. Now, the category that's open that we have you under is going to be the base for cleaning services, right? That's the category that's open. Now, what falls under that category is going to be your carpet cleaning, your residentials, your commercials. It's going to be new construction cleanings. It's going to be deep services, maintenance cleanings. It's going to be interior and exterior, whether you're doing washing, pressure washing. You know, these are the services that we have listed under there. Now, the ones that you're going to fall under will pertain to your category.
Okay.
Now, with cleaning services, once we close out the cleaning, if you're doing pressure washing inside of cleaning, well, then our pressure washing is going to be obviously encompassed with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I understand. You said, okay, so you do have categories, subcategories. What I'm trying to find out is...
So we have a main category, and then we have services under that. Because remember, your category is cleaning, right? So like your main keyword is going to be like cleaning services, and then we're going to have like carpet cleaning near me, you know, detail cleaning near me.
So will I get called, I guess the question is, will I get calls for carpet cleaning? Will I get calls for the services that I offer, or will it just be, you know, one area of the service that I offer?
Got you. Good question. And it's going to be for all the services that you offer, right? So what we do is, as we're getting closer to ending the call, then I start telling you, again, we go through, hey, let's make sure we're covering all the services that you offer. So we go into every single one, and I want to list it here, because then our coordinating team on the onboarding call, they're going to see all the services, and then they're going to find all the best keywords and phrases that are linked to them, which is the ones that are most used in your area, and then those are the ones that they're going to activate for you.
That was the question. That's it. No more questions.
Okay. No, you're good. You're good. The more questions, the better, right? So that way you understand how it works. Because when you have your dashboard and you see your keywords and you see your phrases and you know the services you're listed for, then you know how people are finding you. And you also understand why they're calling you and for what type of service, right? So you're not like, oh, you're calling me, you know, for carpet cleaning, and they're like, no, we need a, you know, a whole detail for a brand new apartment complex or whatever. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Right. Okay. Got it. But I haven't bought a carpet cleaner yet, but our conversation pushed me to start researching. I'm still opening, and there's still so much I need to do. But by me doing this, then I have to get ready for that, because I know I'm going to get those calls. So that was the reasoning for the question.
And look, I'll be honest with you, man, in El Paso, you even have some centers that'll rent out, like an industrial sized carpet cleaner for the day or for 2 days for like $30. And if you get a job that's big enough, you're able to work at 8 hours, you know what I mean? It's going to pay for itself.
I tried to look, and the closest place was San Antonio.
What about, did you look at HEB?
Hold on, let me write that up. You said, what's the name of the company?
No, HEB, the grocery store, HEB.
Oh, no. Those machines are like carpet cleaners that, you know, customers are
like
wearing.
A residential. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously you're not going to buy it. I mean, if you want to purchase one, you purchase one. But if say you got a call tomorrow and they're like, hey, you know, I need my living room and my upstairs clean. I mean, that's a good $250 job right there. And you can rent one of those sizes, you know, for $30, and that's going to come.
I've been in business long enough to know perception is everything. And it's just like, I'll give you an example. I used to have a moving company, and I had to have my own truck. Because if I pull up in a U-Haul, then your perception is going to change.
Oh, absolutely. So I definitely agree with that one.
So if I bring something that you can already buy to your house, then your perception about my business is going to change. And I know that just from, you know what I'm saying? So I have to buy a real industrial cleaner, really a steam cleaner, in order to solidify the thought of a professional service.
Absolutely. I mean, well, image is everything, and so is presentation, right? So it makes a big difference when you have, you know, those kind of amenities for your business. But I mean, I will say, where there's a will, there's a way, right, Ronaldo?
Absolutely. Because I did research. It's one place where I'm getting ready. to purchase one. It is a big purchase. So I just wanted to make sure that I would have the business to support the purchase. So.
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, let's see what we have here. Could I get a last name for the account, Ronaldo?
So my last name is Pauldo, P-A-U-L-D-O.
Cleaning services, and then we have you down. All right, can I get the billing address that we're going to have on file? Now, before we take any type of credit card information or anything like that, what we do is we read you out a voice verification, right? Now, what this is it outlines the program, and it's a protection for you, right? Since we have you on the discounted pre-agreement, I walk you through it, and I kind of explain the program to you and the pricing. That way, like I said before, any type of transaction or even credit card info is taken, you have a firm understanding of how this all works. Sound fair? No, I'm sorry, brother. You kind of broke up there. Uh-oh. Sounds like we got a bad connection all of a sudden.
Okay, hold on.
There you go. Now I can hear you clear.
Okay. Yeah, sounds fair.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we'll go through this voice verification. Now, if there's anything you don't understand, just tell me, hey, Dave, can you explain that for me? And I'll go ahead and I'll stop and I'll rephrase it. Okay, so now welcome to Local Splices voice verification. So this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Please state the name of your business.
It's going to be Old Boy Cleaning Services, LLC.
Now, please state your name and title within the business.
So my name is Renardo Pardo, and I am the owner of the business.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing list account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, Ronaldo, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So you're going to be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So I do have three choices for you today. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city I was born in.
Okay. And what would that be?
It's going to be West Palm Beach.
Okay. So you're from Florida?
Yep, from Florida.
Okay, now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so calls, they will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts, and I'll go ahead, I'll text that out to you so that way you have it on your phone as well. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 17th, 2025, in the amount of, let's see what I have here for you. That's $348. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $249. Now, this will be your recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative so you make sure it gets done correctly. But to prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
Now, keep in mind.
Hold on one second, David. Hold on.
right. Sorry about that, David. Okay.
No, you're good. Hey, I love that whole music. That was cool.
That, like that comes from the phone system. I don't know what you heard, but that comes from the phone system that.
Yeah, for sure. I know that's the service you got, right? So yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Right. It's like what we got. So yeah, I was like, okay, he's got himself going on. All right. So now, the last thing we have left after was, our cancellation terms was keep in mind that Local Splash is international and we have representatives all over the world at your service. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. So we have now, is it Reynaldo or Ronaldo, like the soccer player?
It's not either of those.
Neither.
It's neither. It's Reynaldo.
Oh, Reynaldo. Oh, okay, Reynaldo.
Yeah, Reynaldo.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Neil did that for me. All right, so the billing address that we're going to have on file.
The billing address is, I got to pull it up because I'm still a new resident. Not only am I a new customer, but I'm a new resident here as well. So,
nice. How long is it? So how just barely you came from Florida?
Yeah, 6 months ago. My wife received a promotion from Enterprise. I had to close down my moving company. And, you know, it was like, okay, what am I going to do here? I didn't want to go back into moving. So it was like, okay, I'll try this cleaning thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, man, I'm excited that we're getting started on the right path, man, because we're definitely going to have an avenue straight to customers, right? That's going to be a good deal for us.
So that address is 14173 Peyton Edwards Avenue, El Paso, Texas, 79938.
Okay, El Paso. Can I get the zip code one more time? 78938?
Yep, 79938.
79938. Okay, so I got 14173 Caden Edwards Avenue.
Peyton Edwards. P-E-Y-T-O-N Edwards.
Oh, Peyton.
Avenue.
Okay.
Peyton, yeah.
Edwards. Got you. Peyton Edwards Avenue. Okay. El Paso, Texas, 79938. Okay. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
It is a Visa.
Okay. And go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Sure. Give me 1 second, sir. All right. That Visa card number is 4833-1201-9573-6773.
I'm going to read that back because once I put it in, it exits it out. So I got 4833-1201-9573-6773.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Expiration?
Expiration date is going to be 11/29.
Okay, November 29. Security?
The security code is 560.
Okay, so now what we're going to want to do is, could I get your hours of operation? So what are we doing from Monday through Friday?
So from Monday through Friday, we're doing, haven't really thought that out yet, but for now we can do hours of operation between, I guess, because there's, yeah, I guess we can do between 9 a.m. and I would say 6 p.m.
and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, are you doing any type of emergency services, phone calls overnight or, you know, through the weekend?
Yeah, we could do emergency calls. Monday through, I guess Sunday would be, I guess Sunday is a sacred day. So Monday through Saturday.
Okay. So we'll go Monday through Saturday, emergency calls. And obviously, I mean, we, you know, have parentheses or an asterisk, you know, fees may apply. Cause I mean, if they're calling you at 3 a.m. and you're traveling 30 miles out, right? I mean, you'll obviously decide at the end of the day, but that's something that we can't list for you. It makes sense, right?
So
that way you set that expectation. Okay.
Right.
All right. So let me put that in. Now for Saturday and Sunday, are we doing appointment only? Are you open regular hours on Saturday, closed on Sunday? What do you think on the list?
On Saturdays, let's see, you got two sides of it. You got the service side that if, you know, we've already booked something, we're going to work on that day. And then you got the service side, where the office is open. So the thing is, I just don't want to limit myself. So I would do on a Saturday from 10, I guess, to 4.
Okay.
People could contact me in an office setting, but, well, you know, the service that we provide is kind of open to whatever the client needs.
Yeah, so I mean, and what a lot of people would do with the cleaning services too is Saturday is like appointment only. So it's like, hey, we're willing to work a Saturday, but we're not going to go give you a proposal on a Saturday. If we have, we'll give you a proposal during the week, but Saturday, if you have an appointment for your cleaning that's already, you know, set in stone, we'll come out and do it on a Saturday. So that would be like an appointment only type listing.
Okay, that works. So if we do appointment only, that works for me. Yeah, that works.
Yes, and you have emergency calls anyway, so if they need to call you on Saturday, your emergency line is open because we're doing Monday through Saturday emergency calls. But if it's like an appointment, you're going to go work that, but you're not going to be giving proposals on Saturday, right? You don't want to drive around all day for free on a Saturday just giving out. Yeah, makes sense. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that way we keep the avenue open, like you said, through the emergency calls, through the weekend.
Yeah.
But we set the expectation for customers. Okay.
Right.
All right. So we got that one listed. Now I want to make sure that I'm listing all your services, right? So like we went through, we have, you know, cleaning, residential, commercial. We have our carpet cleaning. We have obviously window cleaning. Let's see. So commercial. Oh, we have regular maintenance. You're doing the maintenance contracts too, right? For commercials?
Yes. Yep.
That means you'd be able to lock something in, you know, somebody that's looking for a service provider that can come out and they can get you, you know, for 2 or 3 months at a time, you're able to get those phone calls as well. All right. Now, any other services that you're providing out of this business itself? I mean, oh boy, cleaning services could fall not just into interior cleaning, but I mean, if you're doing any type of, you know, land clearing, land cleaning, you know, landscape cleaning, things like that, all those services can be provided under this window itself. You just got to let me know what services you're willing to provide so we get the best keywords for you.
So pressure washing is one of them.
For sure.
I kind of contract out land right now, you know, on the household.
I'm sorry, brother. You're kind of cutting out again, so I missed that last one that you said you contract out. Which one?
Yeah, I contract the outside stuff.
Okay.
But I can definitely, you know, take in that business. Is that's something that I can do, correct?
Yeah, it would fall under the window because you're under cleaning services. So remember, with cleaning services, you could also maintain, you know, interior, exterior properties, You know, you'd be able to clean up the properties. You'd be able to maintain, like, landscaping details, you know, things like that.
So I do, so we could do, we do landscaping, weed control.
There you go.
Yeah, stuff like that. Palm trimming.
There you go. Okay. Maybe pressure washing, that's going to be your for houses and, like, sidewalks, concretes, driveways, things like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we got all those down. Now, the next thing we got to do is get you scheduled for your client onboarding call. Now, we're still early enough in the day that if you got some time later today, we can take care of that one. Just let me see what opening times I got. Looks like I have, that would be, I have one slot available for 3 o'clock. Would you be available?
I would, just because I am going to be in the middle of something, I would prefer to do it tomorrow.
Okay, well, tomorrow's fine. That's fine. I mean, it's a little better, but tomorrow morning definitely works. So tomorrow morning or the afternoon, I got some slots available. What works for you?
So I could do morning tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow morning. Would that be, let's see, we do 10 a.m. work for you, or you want something earlier, like 9 or 8?
10 a.m. works.
Okay. Let me put that one down for you. So we have Bernardo. So this one's going to go right out to your email, so you should be receiving that one shortly. Okay, so I just sent out that client interview. Now, you're going to see on yours, it's going to show as 8 a.m. because our mapping team is going to be in California.
Your time is different.
For us, it's 10 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Hours behind us. But for me, we're right now we're at 1:40, right? They're 2 hours behind us.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay, so you just got that one. Now, what I'm going to be doing here is listing all your services, getting you set up for tomorrow. Also, right now, I'm going to send you over. It's going to be your terms and conditions. It's basically what we went over through our voice verifications. So if you can just do me a favor and get those signatures on that one, that way we're ready to go for tomorrow. And then I'll have all this input, and then I'll be calling you tomorrow morning. And I'm super excited to get started with you guys and be able to help you grow.
Got it. I got a question.
Talk to me. Yeah, you're good. Talk to me. I'm still here, brother. I'm still working.
All right. Okay, I'm not a small thinker. I'm a big thinker. What if I wanted to expand into another city, like San Antonio, which I mentioned I have a cousin there, in West Palm Beach? What would that look like on your end, and what would I have to do in the future? Nothing anytime soon, but in the future, what does that look like?
Okay, so what we would have on our end is I'd be able to provide you with two options. Now, if you're going to have a separate location that you'd want as home base, that would appear on the local map section, right next to the map in itself on Google, what we do is we'd open another account for you, right, for that business. Now, if you wanted to expand all the way out into that area with your current home base, then we'd use what's called local service ads, which means that we would have you in a sponsored section in that area, and it'd be running through, you know, obviously Old Boy Cleaning Services, home base, El Paso, but we've extended your services into San Antonio, since now you have people out there that are doing the job for you, right? So we do have two different avenues for you, which, like I said, one would be just setting up a dupe like this one. We'd have two different ones for two different businesses. But if it's just, if it's Old Boy and you're just going to be expanding over there and that's still your business, then we just use our local service ads and we get you sponsored ads in that section.
So it would be, yeah, so it would be expanding. And if it was out of state, it would be the same thing. Like if
out
it was
state,
in Florida.
Yeah. It would be the same thing. That's right. If it was in Florida.
Okay. It would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And
for sure.
Could you give me a rough estimate of like what that would be? Would it be an add-on, or would it be like another charge of the same thing?
No. So the way that works with the Google Ads, I can definitely give you an estimate. So the way it would work is if you're wanting to expand out in that area and get the local service ad section, we put budgets on it, right? So you can put like an $800 budget on your ad space, or we would just sign you up with like one of our plans. It's at, sits at $499. You would have a $300 ad space, and we'd give you like, if right now we have a coupon for that plan, that would be like $133 we throw on top of it, which would give you the $433 worth of value on Google in that area, right?
Okay. Got it. Hey, it looked like you were the person I needed to meet.
No, man. For sure.
I appreciate it, David.
Like I said, you have my extension, so any questions you have, I mean, and it's, even if it doesn't pertain, you know, here, if it's just about, you know, growing, I speak with a lot of business owners. We bounce ideas off each other, you know, growing tips, you know, just investment, things like that, right? And we continue to help grow. I mean, that's really my job here, is to help the businesses in the state continue to grow and get you guys on plans that are really going to help maximize that, right?
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate your help with this.
For sure, brother. For sure. Anytime, man. It's what we do for each other. So it looks like right now, unless you got any other questions for me, I got you all set up and ready to go for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, nope, I'm all good.
Okay. And like I said, you need anything, man, just reach out to me at my extension, and I'll be here for you, man, 9 to 6 every day.
Oh. Okay, no problem. Thanks.
Yes, sir. All right, Reynaldo. So you'll be hearing from me in the morning.
Okay, thanks.
All right, my brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow.